This is Mark Strassman, reporter with Utopia Media's Entertainment News Network. We're about to talk to Brad Haley, who's the executive vice president at CKE, the parent company of Hardee's and Carl's Jr. Well, welcome back to Utopia Media's Entertainment News Network.
Thanks, Mark. It's good to be here.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how much are you looking forward to the release of the second release, the re-release of the Paris Hilton car washing hamburger ad?
Well, I think just as much as that was the first time, it definitely generated a whirlwind of interest.
A whirlwind of interest, a good way to describe it. Utopia Media's visitorship went up by a factor of 10 during the last cycle in this campaign, and I understand the server that you maintained with a hotter and spicier version of the commercial famously crashed. Are you more prepared to meet the demand this time?
Absolutely. We had much more video content available when we were when the site went live before, and consequently, when we brought the server back up, we had to actually reduce some of the video content.
So you solved the problem by taking some of the video down.
Exactly. Okay. And we've also increased our server capacity. So I think we'll be fine.
Okay. And what's the URL that people can go to see that inside story?
It's spicyparis.com, and they can access that directly, or they can access it through either carlsjr.com or hardees.com.
Okay. Explain to us the management structure that among Hardee's, Carl's Jr. and CKE, and explain the strategy of rolling this out to Carl's Jr. first, and now on the 27th of June, rolling it out to the Hardee's areas.
Sure. Well, we have both brands are owned by the parent company CKE, and which stands for Carl Karcher Enterprises. And we have a common president and CEO, and I'm actually the executive vice president of marketing for both brands. We originally identified both brands have separate test kitchens where we develop new menu items, and the Carl's Jr. test kitchen developed a spicy barbecue thick burger, which was successfully tested, and then the decision was made to roll out, and then our advertising agency, which is Mendelsohn Zein in Los Angeles, came up with the idea of using Paris, mainly because she has her That's Hot line, and this is a hot and spicy burger.
Right.
Once that process began and the product looked like it was, it did well in Carl's restaurants, we began testing it at Hardee's. And we always do that because even though you think a burger is a burger, there are definitely regional taste preferences. So the testing process for Hardee's, which determined that, in fact, that burger would sell well in Hardee's part of the country. Once that was completed, and we pushed the button, it was basically it put Hardee's about a month and a half, 2 months behind Carl's launch, and that's why Paris is starting at Hardee's essentially 6 weeks after it ran at Carl's.
Okay. Now, the Greek philosopher Heraclitus taught that no one can step into the same river twice. Do you think that the media and consumer and public opinion river you're about to step or dive into with this reprise of Paris Hilton Jr.'s spicy BBQ barbecue $6 burger commercial renamed as the Paris Hilton Hardee's spicy
spicy barbecue
thick burger.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Do you think that the environment has changed in any important way since the first campaign, and if so, how?
You know, I guess two things, Mark. One, the media response won't be nearly the same because, as you know, the media, once they've sort of covered a story, they don't want to cover it again unless there's some new news or new angle for them, and I don't know that there is one in this
case.
Was it
covered by the general press just as heavily in the Hardee's areas as in the Carl's Jr. areas?
I think certainly the national coverage ran everywhere,
right.
And it was, I think we estimated that we had close to 200 million exposures of the ad to people around the country from the national exposure alone. I think local news coverage was heavier in the Carl's country because I guess it was more timely and relevant since it was running at Carl's at the time.
And it was running on the stations that have the news
departments
as well.
Exactly. Although many local stations did cover it at Hardee's, but again, I don't think that will be nearly the same.
Okay.
And as for the consumer reaction, I think two things are going on now. When a consumer sees the Paris Hilton ad at Hardee's for the first time, I think they will, for those many, many people that saw the national coverage, I think they'll recognize that that's the ad that everyone's been talking about.
Right.
And I think they'll still respond the way they did at Carl's. I think the fact that some of the initial objections to the ad that we heard was certainly about the content, although how racy or the ad is or not is a subjective matter. But I think the main issues seem to be that the ad was, in fact, that the ad not be made readily accessible for young children, either
right.
time of day or programming.
And you changed some of the timings, the day parts that you bought.
Well, at Hardee's, it'll start running after 9 p.m.
Which is where it ended up
where it ended up at Carl's after the first week blitz, and mainly the first week at Carl's was taking advantage of season finales, high-rated season finales, some of which ran, like the OC, for example, that typically runs before 9 p.m.,
right.
Even though the content of that show is arguably no more scintillating than the ad, if not more so. But after the season finales ended, then Carl's shifted to a after 9 strategy, and Hardee's, since there is no big, highly-rated season finales. At this point, they're all over. Hardee's is going to start out after 9 p.m., and that seemed to make most of the objections go away.
Is there anything to be made of the fact that, am I right that Carl's Jr. is mainly in the western part of the United States?
Absolutely. Carl's is mainly west of the Rockies, and almost over 60% of the restaurants are in California alone, and
okay.
Hardee's is mainly in the Midwest and the Southeast.
And are you is there any, I don't want to deal in stereotypes here, but is there any thought that the Midwest and the Southeast are more culturally conservative than the West on the whole, and that you're likely to get a resurgence of some of the complaints that occurred last time?
Yeah, I think there's certainly that possibility. It's the proverbial Bible Belt, but again, I think the issues about whether the spot's racy or not is a subjective matter, I think in all parts of the country the issue will be, as long as we've been responsible about when we air it and on what kind of programs we air it, that I don't anticipate that we'll have a worse reaction. Carl's has restaurants in conservative parts of the country as well, including Idaho and Colorado and New Mexico and states such as that, and while they're not traditionally thought of as the stereotypical Bible Belt states, they're very conservative locations with a conservative conservative populace, and from the franchisees in those states that I literally just spoke with yesterday, they received some complaints, but by the same token, they were saying that their sales were up in those areas even more so than in kind of the traditionally what's traditionally considered the liberal-minded California.
Okay, let's talk about some of the numbers here, assuming that you both have them and can release them. How many times did you pay to run the Paris Hilton Spicy BBQ $6 burger ad? How many times did it run on television?
You know, Mark, I honestly, it varied. First of all, it varies by city, because we aren't neither brand is national, so we have to buy our media on a market-by-market or city-by-city basis.
Right.
And consequently, the number of times it ran varied quite a bit. I would say it probably ran as little as 10 times a week in some markets, and as much as 30 or 40 times a week.
Could you make a ballpark estimate about how many times it ran?
Yeah,
and how many people
saw
it?
I could just give you the range.
Sure.
Again, it ran as little as 10 or 20 in markets without a lot of media, to as much as probably 40 or 50 in a market like Los Angeles. And in total, we spent $4 to $5 million on media, but I can tell you that the number of people that saw it I couldn't give you an estimate of how many people saw it by virtue of our paid advertising.
Right.
But I can tell you it paled in comparison to the number of people that were exposed to it from the news coverage rebroadcasts of the ad.
Okay. What can you say about the resulting impact on sales?
You know, that I can't tell you right now. All I can tell you is we're pleased with the results,
right.
but I can't give you specifics. We only and really this is sort of any publicly traded company is bound by these guidelines that we can only release our comparable store sales results during our scheduled 4-week financial period release times, and the period that we're really for Carl's that will be that will have essentially the bulk of the impact of the Paris Hilton ad is something we'll release in right about 2 weeks.
In about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe we can talk again briefly.
Yeah, feel
then
free. Feel
and
free.
Find out how that's working out. In
yeah, a lot of there's a lot numbers of people that are interested in seeing what this you know what this did or didn't do.
But for, as far as you can tell so far, you're satisfied.
We're pleased with the results, but we can't give you any more
okay
specifics. Than
okay. Could we clarify something that's likely to come up here? Is Carl's Jr.'s spicy barbecue $6 burger exactly the same thing as Hardee's spicy barbecue thick burger?
It is. It is.
Okay.
Same ingredients. They both have a barbecue sauce that has Tabasco in it, which gives it a spicy kick, and both are topped with these crispy jalapeno and onion slivers that give it an extra crunch and spicy kick too.
Are those Texas toothpicks?
Those are the Texas toothpicks, which we also sell as just as a side item, because a lot of people we had so many requests in the test that we decided to make it available as a side item as for people that want something a little bit more interesting than traditional French fries.
Any truth to the rumor that you're going to set up some kind of sports team called the Texas Toothpicks?
not yet, but who knows? Some entrepreneur in Texas may want to do so.
But you've got the copyright protection on that.
Actually,
the
we don't. That product is made by a company called McCain,
right?
Who produces a variety of kind of breaded and fried products for restaurants. They make if you go to a restaurant and get jalapeno poppers, for example,
right.
McCain is one of the leading one of the largest suppliers of those to the restaurant industry.
Okay. Also on numbers, how many calories are there in a spicy barbecue $6 burger or a spicy barbecue thick burger?
You know what? I'll pull it up on the website, but I want to say it's got about. It's got about 800, but I can tell you while we're talking.
Okay. Can you check the grams of fat as well while you're on that?
I can pull it all up.
And something you'll know without checking: how many of them do you eat in a typical week?
Oh, I probably have two a week.
Okay.
You know,
you have to go
out,
or they send them into the corporate office there.
Oh, I usually go to our restaurants and get them. But
right.
And part of the reason I don't have more is I end up eating many many hamburgers. From our respective test kitchens.
Are those right down the hall from the corporate offices?
Oh yeah, well the Hardee's test kitchen is in St. Louis,
right.
And the Carl's test kitchen happens to be in California, just south of Santa Barbara in Carpinteria.
Is that where are you located?
I live in Santa Barbara.
Right.
But I spend half my time in Hardee's country at the so I travel back and forth.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Travel back and forth. To
okay.
To Hardee's.
So the smell of the test kitchen products are not wafting into the corporate offices on a constant basis.
Actually, they can.
They can.
They can, and we get a lot of people that wander down to see what's going on.
Okay.
So.
Have you found the calorie and fat stuff
here
yet?
Now it's going to take me a second. I'm sorry, but go
ahead. Okay, while you keep looking, I just wanted you to maybe make some comment about one of the possible reasons why this has attracted so much attention is because of hamburgers' kind of iconic status in the American culinary mythology. I was thinking of previous burger commercials, for example, the Where's the Beef commercial in the mid-80s from Wendy's. Do you see this commercial as somehow in the tradition of notorious or widely replayed or in culturally significant hamburger commercials on American television?
Well, you know, I would have to say that I can't recall, with the possible exception of the Clara Peller Wendy's Where's the Beef ad.
Right.
And then maybe, you know, if you want to go way back, perhaps the introduction of Macintosh by Apple with their 1984 ad that literally ran the one time in the Super Bowl in 1984.
Yes.
Those are about the only two ads that I can think of that come anywhere near the attention that this ad's received, and I think the attention this ad's received probably transcends that.
So you're so you can look forward to there. I'm sure there's an ad Hall of Fame somewhere.
Oh, there are several, but I think this ad will probably find a home there. And I can tell you getting back to your answer, Mark. Sorry, the spicy barbecue $6 burger weighs in at 1,000 calories, and total grams of fat are at 61.
Okay.
I was off by 150 calories,
right,
or 200 calories.
Right. Well, given that the size of it, the other cultural element that I recalled, it was a pop art painting of the, I think it was Robert Rauschenberg, I'm not sure, but it was called Floor Burger, and it showed a burger that was about 3 or 4 feet tall, mm-hmm. and it was sitting on the floor, and it was the Floor Burger, and it was intended to call attention to what the artist, I think, intended as kind of shortcomings in American life, or this primacy of hamburgers in American life, or whatever. Do you think that the spicy $6, the spicy barbecue $6 burger is in some sense the life imitating art in the form of a hamburger that's just so there that it really demands more than the attention that most food items get?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if we can impart too much cultural significance to the burger. I think it's a great burger. It's a great spicy burger. I think the association with Paris Hilton and the fact that the ad was made in sort of a racy way has made it somewhat of a put it into the sphere of cultural debate. But I think, you know, at the end of the day, the ad is just a hamburger ad, and the burger is just a burger. I think it's a great burger, but, you know, but it is just a fast food hamburger commercial.
If you had to say who was, whether Paris Hilton helped CKE more, or CKA helped Paris Hilton's career more, what do you think the trade-off was in this?
You know, that's one, honestly, Mark, I don't know that anyone will be able to sort out for quite a while. This is an ad where parents view this ad, and parents view Paris Hilton differently than I think young adults.
Is that part of the psychology here? That,
you know,
the more parents say, you. That's an edgy burger. That's a rebel burger. You're going to be edgy and rebellious if you eat it. Is that going to help your
you know, I
sales?
Think, I think there was. I think that might have been part of the thinking by the agency, and but it's not something we shy away from. I think at our brand, I think this product falls into the category of many other. This product and this ad fall into many same categories. Many other things that young adults and young males in particular view as their entertainment, and just like parents may not want their kids playing Grand Theft Auto, San Andreas, or Halo 2, but yet young guys find those things to be more entertaining than traditional television broadcasts. Then, you know, to the extent this ad falls in the same category, it's something that could bond them to the brand more than doing something that's expected, doing an ad that's kind of a traditional, what's referred to as a bite and smile form of fast food advertising.
Okay.
And I think that will get people to think long term differently about Carl's Jr. And so we think that's beneficial to us. And did Paris get a bunch of publicity out of the thing? Absolutely, she did.
Are you worried that by pushing the edge, you're going to have to push it further next time?
I don't think so. You know, this is different. You know, I kind of think of ads like this as a brand rocket that, you know, that every once in a while, if you fire a brand rocket like this and make people think, holy cow, I can't believe that Carl's Jr. and Hardee's, you know, did something this bold and this brave, and I can't believe that they associated themselves with Paris Hilton. I think that's the kind of thing that people will hold with them for a long time. But by the same token, it's not the kind of thing we need to do, and I don't even think it's the kind of thing we should do on a regular basis. But I think periodically, it's a smart thing to do for those reasons. But again, I think if you push the envelope all the time, then I think that too begins to lose its impact.
Okay, final question, and if it's not too personal, what can you say about what the added visibility and what I'm understanding you to say was the success of this project done for your chances for promotion to even higher reaches of the corporate structure there at CKE?
You know, I couldn't tell you. And you know what? I have the best job in the world. I think marketing is the best job in the world, and I think I think doing it at this brand is a great opportunity. And I have my boss, our president, Andrew Puzder, who is very involved in the marketing, because I think for CEOs and presidents, it's kind of the fun part of their job. And he lets us do bold things. It's partly in his nature to take those kind of risks. And you know, that makes it a fun job. And anything beyond that, you know, is wonderful. But I'm perfectly happy doing what I'm doing.
Okay. And how many days left until the ad launches in the Hardee's area?
10 days. In 10 days. So
okay.
It'll be a week from this coming Monday.
The 27th of June.
Uh-huh.
At midnight.
No, I think it'll be 9 o'clock.
At 9 o'clock at night.
9 o'clock at night, right.
All right. Okay, well everyone's been warned, I guess.
Exactly. They have. And okay. feel free to call back, Mark, a couple of days after that, and I'll be happy to talk to you about how it did when we can go public with the information for sales at Carl's Jr.
Good. I'll do that then. Thanks very much for your time.
All right. My pleasure. Take care.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.